Welcome to Merrickville.
G'day, Sydney. Great to be here. Lucky to be here. Cam Knight joins me in the studio this afternoon. And Cam, I'm not going to lie, I am lucky to be here. I've got a touch of the man flu.
I can hear it, mate.
Yep. But the good news is that I've just had 7 Sudafed.
It's going to be a quick show. We're going to punch it out in 10 minutes.
I didn't take them. I didn't take the Sudafed.
Oh, no.
I snorted
it. Did you wash? Oh, good. Oh,
so
great.
Things are going to get pretty interesting.
We don't endorse this, by the way.
No, no.
Don't try this at home.
I'm making it up. I didn't have 6. I'm not an idiot. I'm going to drive home. Lots on the show today. We'll get to it after this song. All right. Some good news for myself, Cam, and some regular listeners to the show might know this, that I've had an ongoing project.
Oh, yeah? At home, like what, a renovation or something?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of a renovation.
Mm-hmm.
I had a moment about just over a year ago where I'd had a few cans,
mm-hmm.
been watching the footy, and had a few cans, and then my missus left me to my own devices with my computer.
Oh, look out.
And I bought a Filipino bra. Sorry. The one she knows about, man. The one she knows about. Okay. I bought a motorcycle.
Yeah.
On Gumtree.
Oh, what sort of motorcycle?
I bought a 1981 Honda CB750 X police motorcycle from South Australia.
Oh, cool!
Does That's it still, how drunk I
it's
was.
Still got the lights and everything.
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 Oh, it doesn't have the police lights on it, but it's got the fairing and panniers
and the visor. You know, the windshield and everything like that.
It's like a chips bike.
Yeah, it's a chips bike,
but not camp and weird.
Okay.
It just looks dope.
And
it's a great bike.
And what's wrong with it? Is there something wrong? Obviously, it's from Gumtree, so there's got to be something wrong with it.
Here's the thing. I did buy it sight unseen from South Australia after I'd been drinking. And
yeah.
I don't want to go into the price because my missus will kill me. But it was less than 5, but more than 3.
And cheaper than the Filipino bride.
Yeah. Actually, I should confirm that. I'll check the account.
Yeah.
So anyway, it came from Moonta in South Australia.
I know Moonta.
I knew
yes.
you know Moonta. Now, yeah. Moonta, for people who don't know Moonta, it is how it sounds.
It was named by a drunk local in a gutter.
You know those towns in Australia, we have them, where they are what
yep.
they sound like. Dubbo.
Yes, Dubbo is a Dubbo.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like Albury, that's not really in Wodonga.
Wodonga.
Yeah, you're such a Wodonga.
Yeah, Wagga Wagga.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo, so, bango, bongo. Yeah.
So I got
the list
this,
goes on.
I bought this bike from he was a towie. It was a mechanic and a tow truck driver.
Yep.
From Moonta. And I got it and I went, this is awesome. Went to go and ride it straight away. I was so excited. And then I just went, this just needs so much work. But I'm going to, this is my project. This is going to be my fix-up project.
Yep.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to take 6 months. I'm going to get it back on the road. I'll get it operating. Everything will be fine.
And you're pretty good at that. Because I remember you did that with the postie bikes.
Yeah.
Like years ago when I was working on TV on the Foxtel, I was actually saving some money to buy one of those off you. And I got talked out of it by my missus.
Well, I got talked out of doing it anymore because there's no money in it.
I can't believe that.
No, I'm not very good.
They were awesome.
I made so many millions of dollars out of selling old postie bikes and I've just retired to radio. So anyway, it's 1 year on to the day that it's been in the mechanics for 1 year.
Oh, so you've done nothing. You've just handballed it over to somebody else.
Pretty much.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've tried a few things and they've not gone well. But now it's I'm getting it back. So here's the good news. I got my blue slip. And I got my green slip.
Great.
Right, so I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
Because I've done a lot of mods to it. I'm not going to lie, put on a hot carby and stuff like that. And
beautiful.
Some quad pods and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I get it back. And then I'm going to do some cosmetic stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get around and my wife's going to go, we could have had a holiday.
And you're going to go, wee, wee, wee. Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm playing Mad Max. And she's going to go, you're an effing F-wit.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. So that's 12 months. Now, then I get it back. Then I've got the cosmetic work. So that project was supposed to be, I thought it was going to be about, honestly, 3 months. I thought 3 to 6 months, I'll have that back on the road and that will be my little project and that'll be my little time to spend to myself. It's 12 months, I still don't have it back.
Right. Okay.
So that is an indicator of where my marriage is at.
Will she like to get on the back? What if you could just you could do some role playing? You could pull her over,
try that,
and book her for speeding.
I don't know where we're heading now.
I don't know. Win her I over. Like it. it's kind of good. Yeah. Was that Liam Arsenal's chaps?
Yeah, okay, I mean, sure. We went from speaking about a long-term renovation project Merrick's had to going role playing with his wife.
Well, trying to win her over.
So here's the thing. You know,
that's a long-term. That's a real long-term project.
I spoke to the boys today at Balmain Motorcycles. Give them a plug. Good blokes. So I spoke to them today and I said, oh, look, I'll come around and get the blue slip and we're in business. And I said to my missus, I said, good news.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what? And I said, I'm getting the bike back. Probably might get it back this week.
Yeah.
And she goes, what bike? And I said, the bike. She goes, is there a bike? What? And I went, oh.
Did you fail to tell her about the bike?
I thought I told her. I thought she was across the whole, I've bought a motorcycle from South Australia business. I've been talking about it a lot on the show over the last 12 months.
And she clearly is a big fan and listens to you. Quite often.
She'd forgotten.
She'd forgotten.
Sorry, yeah. I think Hamish and Andy are releasing a new type of pie. That's a better project.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it. So it was kind of news to her. And she said, that has taken a very long time. And she said, and you still don't have it? And I said, no, still don't have it.
And can you guarantee that it's going to be done? It'll be schmick. It'll be ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Mechanically, it's fine. Yeah. I've just got to do some cosmetic stuff to it. But the thing is, though, that's actually not bad. And my wife's going, that's too long. And I went, trust me, sweetheart, that is. A year, that's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's blokes have projects, and this is what I want to do. I want to open up the phone. It's 133353. How long is your project gone for? I want length of time. The longest length of time. Now, that can be, oh, I'm doing the patio.
Yeah.
Because that's a classic. Oh, yeah. I'll put the stumps in.
Yep.
All I've got to do is put down the decking.
Totally. Bob's
right. That's a two-weekend job. That's a two-weekend job.
Save 10 grand.
Yeah, that's a two-weekend job. I started in the 90s.
Yep.
Nirvana
now it's just a dump
out.
Heap.
Nirvana was around when I started the decking.
Yeah, that's right.
It could be cars, cars and motorbikes that are bloke projects that just drag and drag. Because you pull them apart and then you just go, oh, I've really gone too much.
Yeah, I've gone too deep.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of pride then, isn't it? Just keeping it out there.
That's 100%.
I'm going to do it.
That's 100%. You've got to win the battle against yourself and your missus.
And your missus. Yeah.
So it could be something you're building or renovating. But that project, I want the greatest, we're going for the greatest length of time. What project have you still got? There's so many calls. What project have you got on the run? How long has it been? Talking about extended projects you might have, I've been with my motorcycle that I bought on Gumtree last year.
Yeah.
12 months, almost got it. I got the blue slip. Legend, almost there. And then I can give myself a bigger headache by pulling it apart and ruining the work of a professional. 1 year's nothing, though, Cam. How long's the longest project you've had?
We're still going, mate. We, in order to save $15,000, we decided to paint our whole apartment.
Yeah.
And it's now it's about a year and a half in.
Yeah.
And we still haven't finished the woodwork in the bedroom. And it's just been a room by room or hallway by hallway moment.
It's a common problem for a lot of blokes to not finish the woodwork in the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put it down to fumes.
There's pills for that, though. Yeah,
I know.
Have you got drop sheets?
I'm going to crush them and snort them as well.
Yeah.
Got a few drop sheets.
Got drop sheets laying around.
Yep.
What about for the painting?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. You know what? They say you should really want to test the strength of your marriage is to travel. But I was talking to Liam about it before the show, and it's renovating.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you will argue over the most mundane stuff, and it's just banal. I mean, you know what makes me want to just walk straight out into the middle of the traffic? Colour wheels. How many different shades of white do you really need?
I thought there was one.
Mate, so did I. White.
80.
It's white. It's white.
It's Arctic white,
eggplant white, egg white. Oh, go stuff yourself. Like, honestly, there's all these snooty up yourself names too. Like, eggplant and salmon. It's not dinner, mate. Yeah. Like, it's bloody, they're colours. Just call it purple and pink, you know. You know? What are you doing? See? It drives me up the wall.
And a year and a half, that is actually nothing. Let's get to some long-time renovators.
Well,
builders,
remember there projects. Was the family out in Camden South last year who spent 16 years building the catamaran.
Yeah, 16 years on a catamaran.
16 years it took. 5 hours every day and 16 hours on weekends they spent.
God.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then took it out, sunk.
Yeah. Take that, divorced.
Yeah, that's right.
Hayley in Kellyville, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Talking about those long-term projects, how long's this one gone for?
This is my dad's car. He bought a 1940 Ford Coupe long before I was born. in the early 80s. And it was about 15 years from the time he bought it to the first time it was registered and on the road.
15 wow. years.
Wow.
That's good.
15, yeah. It sat in a horse shed for a few years out at one of my uncle's farms out the back of Minto.
Yep.
And then, between renovating their house, which took almost 16 years, that's a builder. So the builder's house is never done.
Yeah, true.
But, it's since been on the road, it has actually gone through about 5 engine rebuilds as well.
Whoa.
Maybe Dad's not very good at building stuff.
About that. Look, he's wonderful at doing it, but if you don't drive your car like it's stolen, these things happen.
So he's burning through the most. Does he take the summer gnats and stuff like that?
No, summer gnats. We're not our cup of tea. But
not full bogan. You're not full bogan. Just half bogan. Gotcha.
Yeah, just half bogan. But a burnout is always a good thing, and I've seen more smoke coming out of under the eaves of my dad's shed than should be necessary.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Just goes into the shed. Just goes.
Just does a burnout.
I'm going to light it up indoors.
Indoors, it's safer.
Sit back, have a beer, and enjoy the rubber fumes. Let's get to Rob in Cromer. Hello, Rob.
How you go, mate?
Very good, mate. All right, long term project. What are you working on?
Yeah, me good mate Biff. He's a big skateboard collector, so I thought I'd knock him up a nice skateboard picture for his 21st.
Yep.
And the deadline was coming along, and I didn't quite make it, so I put it back on the shelf. And then a few years went by, and his 40th was coming up. I thought I'd get back into this. Started getting a few more things together. Missed that deadline too. He's 44 now.
Okay, so you're probably aiming for his funeral next, or what do you think, mate?
That's it. It's on his casket.
Yeah, it's on his casket.
Won't be long.
What's it going to be? Like, is it pictures of skateboards?
It's one of the old Dogtown boys.
Oh, yeah.
A young fella.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, that was really good when he was in his, teens. When he's 20. Now he's got, a family and stuff like that. You know, he's kind of moved on and, it's like...
Give it to his son.
Yeah.
Give it to his son for his 21st.
Yeah. Oh, I've made you this great Lion King poster. I'm 44 now. Might move on. Thank you. Good. James and Tarmor. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Long-term project. What is it?
Well, it just got finished the other day, but it took 18 years for my mum to paint my bedroom, my childhood bedroom, mate, 18 years.
To paint it?
To paint it. It happened and she got halfway through it. She's like, yeah, we'll do it one day. Never happened until I had to sell the house and I had to do it. So it took 18 years.
But is it like an intricate mural? Like, is that why it's taken so long?
I have no idea.
Sistine
I think
Chapel.
She just got sidetracked. It was like, oh, yeah, that's good enough.
Is it the guys from Dogtown? Joined by Cam Knight this afternoon. I've had a few.
The Sudafeds are kicking in.
Yeah. I did have a couple of cold and flu tablets. Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yeah. You got two eyes, both of them, one of them looking in different directions.
Yeah. I keep kind of oscillating between wanting to have a sleep and then just wanting to ride a bike for a while.
By the way, Merrick's talking to you, Biff. He's on the ceiling.
Cam, are you a suspicious person? Superstitious, not suspicious.
I'm suspicious of you today.
I don't have it together. I told you that.
I'm suspicious of superstition.
Yeah, okay.
I think, yeah.
Tell me what you think of this. A passenger was delayed from a flight from Shanghai for several hours and detained because she, an 80-year-old woman, threw 9 coins into the jet of a China Southern Airlines engine, just into the engine there, into the cowling, just went, oh, you know what? I want some good luck for this flight.
She didn't. It wasn't her confusing it with the UNICEF bin.
No.
Just throwing some money in for the kids.
She went, that's a weird looking koala, but I think I'm going to give it some coins anyway. Threw 9 coins into the turbine.
Yeah.
And I reckon it's done some damage.
Yeah, I don't think that was very lucky at all.
No. So she said, I'm so superstitious about flying. I want to have a good trip, so I'll throw some money in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a customary thing in China. I understand the engine gods, and she threw them into the turbine, and she's been detained, arrested at the age of 80.
Righto.
And it's China, so she'll probably...
You going to finish that sentence, Ben?
Been put down.
She's been put down for 8 cents.
She's having
8 cents.
Yeah, she's having the green dream.
That's it.
Yeah,
oh.
fan. If you don't put your coins into the engine, come over here.
Did it wreck the engine? Did it, like they had to fix it afterwards and everybody had to get off the plane and everything like that?
Yeah, good stuff. The only thing that can go through the engine that doesn't really truly damage it is bird.
Yeah.
Birds get in there all the time. They're called bird strikes.
She should have thrown a bird in for good luck.
Exactly.
Sometimes they do leave like food as offerings. They could have done it that way.
Yeah.
Throwing a goose in.
Throw a bird in there. Maybe it's, you know, an ibis. She could help
an
out.
An ibis, yeah.
Yeah.
Clean up.
Well, here's the thing. If you throw nine coins into an engine... Mm. You're going to get arrested and probably put down.
Yeah, I know, because two ups illegal. So
yeah, she's gambling.
she's gambling.
Sorry. This is not a game.
She threw him in and said, "Head him up.
Head him up."
Mahjong! That's not racist. She's Chinese.
No,
it's a Chinese game.
It's a game they play. That's a game they play.
Don't everybody shit themselves?
I don't think coins are involved, though, are they?
No, there's no coins.
Oh, okay, all right, fair enough. This is a true, and this is going to sound like I'm just being an idiot again, like always, but this is fair income. There's a Sydney man, and he has implanted an Opal card into his hand to make catching public transport easier. So, Cam, what he's got, the Opal chip cut down and then encased into a biocompatible plastic, and then he's had that inserted underneath his skin so that he can tap on and tap off. With ease.
Yeah, because it's just so hassle. It's so much hassle putting your hand in your pocket and getting your wallet out.
God.
Isn't it?
I'm tired
every time
of that.
That just slows me down and I miss getting through the gate.
Yep.
My God. You know what? I actually saw that in my Facebook feed and I thought it was one of those fake news things because a couple of weeks ago I fell for the a fake article that stated that Sydney had shut down a silent disco.
And I was like,
no, that sounds pretty on point. That's something Sydney would do, a silent disco. And I thought, how hilarious is that?
Yep.
I sent it through to the boys here to maybe talk about it on air. Okay. Liam's just fired back straight away, fake news, idiot. Yeah. I didn't want to touch this one. Yeah.
So this is true. This is a true thing. But if you are selling penis extensions, Cam Knight is your guy.
I definitely like one. Thank you very much.
This guy is a biohacker, and he's got a goal to have frictionless interaction with technology. So, you know, he's a bit of a future thinker. Now, his name, and I'm not kidding, is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. That is his legal name. He's also known as Mr. Meow Meow. And Mr. Meow Meow, I'm not kidding, he's for real, and he joins me on the line now. Mr. Meow Meow, how are you?
G'day, Merrick. G'day, Cam. Yeah, I'm doing really well.
Okay, mate, for starters, I know that that's your legal name, but people, it just sounds like a sort of dickheaded thing that I would make up on radio, but it's fair income, isn't it?
Yes, I changed my name about 12 years ago. I was much younger then, and I kind of thought it would be a fun experience, and now it's kind of stuck. So I'm keeping it for the long haul.
Why Meow Meow?
Have you seen Super Troopers?
No.
Yes.
There's a scene in there where they said meow a lot, and we thought it was kind of hilarious at the time.
Yep.
Right-o.
And then now everyone's saying it, so it's there forever. Just going back to what you were saying before as well about the penis implants, there's actually a biohacker from America called Rich Lee, and he's getting a vibrating implant put above his shaft.
What's that? He's getting a what
he's
implant?
He's getting a vibrate. He's going to have a personal vibrating penis. That's what he's saying.
Really?
Not me personally, but Rich Lee, So there's some people doing interesting things all around the world.
You don't want to forget to turn that thing off at night. You know what I mean? Holy moly.
I'm not here to judge, but can you get an Xbox remote there? Because I put it down and then I go, fine.
Yeah, where is it?
If it was attached to my peen, it was like, where's the Xbox remote?
You're never going
to
lose it. You know exactly where it is. Yeah. Put your car keys in your testicle sack.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a little...
Okay, we've digressed.
Anyway.
Mr. Meow Meow.
Yes.
Why did you do this? Why have you got an Opal card chip implanted into your human skin?
Yeah, so I think you've actually hit the nail on the head by opening up some conversations about implantable technology and where it's of use and where it's not of use. So whereas you might want an Xbox remote or controller, I catch public transport quite a lot. This actually makes my life a little bit easier.
Yep.
I never lose my card and never leave it at home. But it also, you know, if we keep on developing this technology, in about a year's time, I could have one chip underneath my skin that has my driver's license, passport, PayPass, Opal, and that's where the technology is going.
And
so
I was
going to
say,
let's
be fair dinkum about it, Mr. Meow Meow. That's where it's going to go. Eventually, we're all going to get chips, and that's I think it's a bit sad, but I'm not a futurist like yourself.
I actually encourage. So I'm a politician as well for the Science Party. I encourage legislation that both allows you to have it if you want it and protects you if you don't. So you should never be discriminated against if you don't have it. But also, if you want to do it, people should allow you because you own your own body, right? And
100%.
I'm really interested to see where the technology will go with respect to some of your listeners that might be doing trades and things like that. So is there a way we can protect ourselves and make workplaces safer and make jobs easier by implementing this technology?
Are you talking about getting a Makita drill on your peen?
I think, it puts a new meaning to the phrase, get drilled.
Yeah, absolutely. well played, Mr. Meow Meow.
Yeah. Doesn't it scare you, though, that level of technology to have all of your information and to be able to be tracked wherever you go? You know, you just can never go off-grid and just switch off. Doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Well, I think this I can cut out of my hand, right?
Yeah.
Mm. How many people can throw away their mobile phone?
Yeah, sure.
No one can. So you're already being tracked. You're already being monitored. I think the thing is, why don't we take some control back and decide what technology we do have and how the government and organisations access it.
Sure, okay. Sure. And now, Mr. Meow Meow, I'm just going to repeat this for the audience. Your name is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. Now, that's your legal name, and that's fine.
Yep.
Obviously, you did it several years ago when you thought it was funny. Do you have a job? What's your job? What do you do? Do you have a job?
I'm self-employed, right. So it's pretty easy. The boss is okay with my name.
That was going to be genuinely my question.
So I'm a biohacker full-time. So I mainly work on biotech startups. So things like brewing beer, but instead of making alcohol, we make palm oil. So that's the field that I'm kind of in. And it's actually been pretty good. It's quite a novel name, so people don't forget it easily.
No.
And because of that, it actually opens up a lot of doors. Some people are a bit funny about the name, but really, all names are kind of funny. And like, if it's someone with a foreign name, they might cop the same thing.
Mm.
After about 10 minutes, no one cares. They just care that I'm late for work or whatever. So.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, some people call their kids Jaden, you know? Mr. Meow Meow, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about this, mate. It's really
Thanks
unique.
Thanks very much for your time.
I don't know if it'd be for me, but, you know, each to their own. Like you say, it's your body, it's your technology. You put whatever you want there. And I think it's good that you've put it in your wrist and not in your peen.
That's it. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's public transport after all. Thank you.
Just make sure you don't put your Fitbit in your wrist.
Joined this afternoon by comedian Cam Knight. Good to have you here, Cam.
Thanks for having me once again.
What do you got going on at the moment in your life?
I'm preparing. It's actually my second boy's first birthday today.
Ah, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, little legend. And I'm preparing for the party on Sunday.
Oh,
which is a combined birthday party with another group of friends of ours who also have a one-year-old. And we thought, cut down the stress. Let's just have it together, low-key.
Cut down the costs.
Cut down the costs, everything like that. Yep. So they've agreed. Yep, absolutely. No worries, 100%. Low-key means them sending through an email list of invites and it's now bloody 50 people. And I've got to get...
First birthday.
First birthday party. Right. The kid's not even going to remember it.
Nah.
You know?
First birthday, here's the thing, is that, like, you know, it's very similar to a 50th.
Mm.
A first birthday and an 80th birthday have a lot more in common than people think.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of drinking. Mm. Somebody craps their dacks.
Yeah, well, totally. I kind of feel like everybody's drinking. It's basically an adult's reason to celebrate that the kid didn't die.
Yeah, yeah.
You did it. Well done. High five.
You got a year. Well done.
But that deserves a snag on a barbecue. It doesn't deserve 50 people when we all gather around and share war stories. We've got to get a cake now to cater all these people. That's a lot of people.
You've got two kids, so you've got two cakes.
It's ridiculous.
Two cakes.
We said no presents, but they want presents, so now everybody's going to get presents, which means I've got more crap in my house I don't have room for. It's probably something else I'm going to tread on when I'm walking out to go to the toilet at night. It's going to hurt myself. Like, and you know what? It just gets worse, man. Like, I've been to a few birthday parties of younger kids, you know, from I reckon, like, it was a good example there. You said the
he
first
was invited,
birthday
Mez,
in the 80th.
Panic.
Yeah, I didn't just go sniffing out kids' birthday parties.
Watchless,
I'm a bloody grown-up, mate. I'm not on a list, okay?
You have that sort
I'm
of person
not,
in the studio,
I'm
Liam.
Not on a list. Hey, it's Liam's friend who's the bloody criminal here.
Stop trying to divert heat, mate.
Anyone who's gone to a third birthday or a seven-year-old's birthday, something like that, I reckon that just basically shows you a window into what an 18th or a 21st is going to be.
Yep.
Because invariably, one kid's going to try and make out with a girl and make her cry.
Yeah.
The other one is definitely going to soil themselves and pass out under a table. And then someone else is going to be absolutely gone mental because you're basically, you know, the cake is beer.
Yeah.
And they have just eaten too much cake or gotten on too many of the M&Ms, the coloured ones.
Pingers.
You know,
M&Ms,
And they're...
gotten into the whiz fizz.
Kicking everything, smashing everything. Yep. They've gone mental and someone's done a nudie run.
Yeah.
Like, it's always going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, you're paying for something.
I'm paying for that.
Mm-hmm. And here's the trick, or just a piece of advice. Don't do anything until they're 5, 6 years of age.
That's
There's just no point.
They don't remember it.
They don't remember it.
Exactly.
They don't care. You can tell them. The other thing, too, is that, you know, and George, if the kids are listening, turn the radio off.
Yeah. It's going to take a pause. Quick. There's his kids stop listening.
Turn the radio off. Turn the radio off.
They're out the back.
They have their birthdays at my convenience.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
You fit them into your lifestyle.
Your birthday is tomorrow. And they go, great. And they go, because they don't know dates. No, it's the day it's convenient for me.
That's fantastic.
Their birthday's always on a Saturday.
That's genius.
And never bother to ask me, how come my birthday's always on a Saturday?
It's always off.
Because then I can have the day off and I can have a few cans to celebrate.
Birthday leap year.
Yeah. Every Saturday.
That's a new rule Mez has brought in this year because Wolfie's son, of course, Wolfie's birthday was incredibly inconvenient this year, wasn't it, Mez?
He had his birthday on Origin night.
Ooh.
And he's the reason New South Wales lost.
Yeah, 100%.
That's not good.
And he's 8 now, so I can't play that trick anymore. Yeah. He doesn't even know that I've done it in the past. There you go.
Hey,
stop trying. That's the key to this.
Did you get the invite to Cam's young fella's birthday?
No, because I'm a 43-year-old man and I don't go to kids' parties.
Yeah.
So,
unlike me, apparently, who just loves them. Loves them. Eats them up.
Cam, good to see you, mate. We'll catch you up soon.
Cheers.
There is an outbreak of criminality in Sydney.
Crime everywhere.
I love it. Crime spree. We can actually use the term crime spree. Currently, there's been raids being conducted by police right across Sydney. Big drug busts have been going on. Heavily armed police raids targeting rebels, bikie groups, Asian crime gangs, and seizing a ton of ephedrine, which is just slightly less than the amount of Sudafed I've had today. I've had a few. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit crook, as you could probably hear. Gets me over the line. Soldier on to the point where you can't even remember how to drive your own car. That's what I say. So that's been happening I don't say that at all. That's been happening throughout the day. But also, too, there is currently a manhunt on as well for an escaped convict from Long Bay. He got out this morning, and the corrections officers are trying to find a guy called David Mellis. He's 50 years of age. He's known to hang around Glebe. And so, therefore, I'm guessing he likes tracksuit pants. Just saying. Just a thing he might like, don't know. To tell us more, though, about these ongoing events from Channel 9 News, Tom Steinford. How are you, Steiny?
Hey, Merrick. A bit of a monster, this one. The haul of ephedrine is actually the biggest in Australian history, 1.4 tonnes. And a lot of people might go, ephedrine, yeah, I sort of heard about it in the Sudafed and that kind of thing. But the reason these guys want to get it into Australia is because it's the precursor drug to make ice, and not just a little hit of ice. They reckon that this load that they've intercepted would have made 13 million hits of ice that would have been distributed across Australia. So that's why there's a big song and dance about it today and why there's been so many synchronised raids, such a big operation where this drug would have had a street value of in excess of $500 million. So it's the mother load.
Unbelievable. So the ephedrine that's coming in, Steiny, where do the police pick it up from? Do they get it from the wharves? How was it being brought into the country? I presume it's come from possibly Asia?
Yeah, that's right. They busted it eventually at Port Botany. And it's interesting how it all unfolded. It actually started off from a single tip-off from one person last year. They thought this might have been a bit of an extortion racket. And all of a sudden, it was the tip of the iceberg. They dug a little deeper. Turns out there were these Asian gangs involved. The rebels and Comancheros were tied up in this too. And it traced back to this huge importation that was going to be taking place from China. They've tracked it until it's got to Sydney. Intercepted it at the docks last week. It was disguised as sea salts coming in. Just one shipping container, the 1.4 tonne of it. And then as a result of that, they've followed up and tracked down all these people today. Some pretty dramatic raids. The pictures are quite astonishing, going in there, smashing down doors and tackling folks to the ground.
That's sea salt, Tommy. God, it's quite lucky that didn't get out in the streets, because you can just imagine some nanas grabbing the grinder of Saxa and they're grinding out there, and all of a sudden Nan is just on the gear. You don't
need
that.
Or the old Radox relaxing bath. Might have been relaxing. You might have been up and about after that one.
Yeah, Nan, you don't look like you're calming down at all. You look like you want to start a fist fight. What's going on there? So we've got those raids there. That is fantastic. You're hearing that, you know, there's Asian crime gangs and, of course, the rebel bike as well. I mean, normally you like to see cooperation, but not amongst those groups. And there's an escapee on the loose in Sydney as well, Tom.
Yeah, they've got this bloke, as you said, he's just escaped from Long Bay and he's now on the loose in Sydney. So, look, it's certainly a busy day for police, but they'll be looking to track him down as quickly as possible too.
Tom, I don't know if you know this. Liam, of course, who's my producer and a friend of yours, do you know that one of his mates has been arrested today? A fairly... Fill in a interesting. Is he a mate of yours as well, Steiny?
No, this is breaking news to me. Yeah. Last I saw of Liam was at the gym last night, and look, he was sweating like someone who felt like they were about to be caught by the police. So, look, this all sort of makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. As we used to say in the old days, sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, mate. Look, Tom, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave it up to you and to the authorities to investigate Liam and see whether or not he does have any connections to this man who's been arrested for fraud. I would say that once a thorough investigation with a rubber glove has been conducted, then we'll know the truth. And that's the only way we can do it.
Always good to have you on, Tom.
I've got no idea what's going on here.
No, don't, mate, neither do I. That's how we roll here. Tom Steinford from Channel 9 News, mate. Great to catch up with you. Thanks very much for the latest details.
On your boys. Cheers.
Good on, champ. Now, we all know here that it can be a little bit difficult to get your small business a little bit of a head start, a little bit of a leg up. So we created our own little ad agency, and every week I was going to choose a small business. You might have heard about it. And I was going to write a little commercial and give you $1,000 with a big thanks to Citroen Berlingo Van. And it has gone off like a cracker. Now, the last week I made an ad for a guy called Doug who wrote in. He submitted his entry at the Triple M website, and he's got a business called Swagman's Beef Jerky and Sauces in Rouse Hill. He won $1,000 and he's gone in the draw to win a $10,000 advertising package and the Citroen Berlingo van, which would be no doubt a massive help for his small business. Now, Liam seems to have gone surprisingly well. But let's listen to the ad that I wrote for Doug. We're going to speak to him in a moment. But let's listen to the ad.
This is your ad for Swagman's Beef Jerky and Sauces.
Smoky, jerky. Sound like a nightclub in Thailand? Well, it's not. It's the best darn beef jerky this country has to offer. Swagman's Beef Jerky and Sauces, a wholly owned and operated Aussie business producing three delicious varieties of beef jerky. Swagman's also produce a range of delicious barbecue sauces ranging from insanely hot, smoky and mild. Who's buying that, you nan? Soon to be released unofficial extra hot sauce range from Swagman's include Ring of Regret, Denim Volcano and M5 Tunnel Fire. But Swagman's don't just make the world's best beef jerky and sauces, they also make a range of pork crackling in a bag. Flavours include chili pork crackling, balsamic and pork crackling, and pork crackling with sea salt. What? Who thought pork crackling wasn't salty enough? Swagman's jerky, crackling and ass-burning sauces. Get them now online or in line at the bottle.
And joining us on the line from Rouse Hill, it's Doug from Swagman's Jerky. Hello, Doug.
G'day, Merrick. How are you doing?
Very good indeed, mate. Now, last week when I spoke, you seemed a little underwhelmed by your ad. And when I was talking to you, you seemed distracted. What was going on?
Yeah, well, look, Merrick, I probably got to apologise there a little. Towards the end of that phone call, you know, apart from being a little bit nervous and a little bit shocked, I ended up getting distracted by my phone that I was on, actually. It started ringing and beeping and notifications all over the place. Like essentially people trying to get in touch with us and people clicking on our website. It sends through a notification. So it was just a beep, beep, beep. And I took my phone away from my ear to have a look at what all the fuss was about. And that's when I came back and I was, just a little bit lost for words.
So, Doug, it's great. I cannot tell you how genuinely rapt I am that we've had a positive effect on a small business.
Swagman's is blown up.
It's gone nuts. Has it gone nuts, Doug? What's going on with Swagman's Jerky as a result of being on the radio last week?
Yeah, well, look, in terms of our scale, it certainly has gone nuts. You know, like I said, we had all those hits coming through on the website, which continued well into that night and the following day. I've also noticed, I've heard the ad myself a couple of times just after lunchtime, a promotion for your own show. So at the same time, you've noticed a whole lot of activity around that time. and a lot of those turned into orders, which continued on. Well, we got our first orders that night on the Thursday night. So, which I'm sure no doubt were through that ad.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, look, it was great.
And you guys go to markets as well. How's that performed?
Yeah, well, Merrick, that's how we actually started out was, I had this sort of crazy idea and I was egged on from my mates a little bit. And so I thought I went down to the local markets on a Sunday and that's where I trialled it out.
Yeah.
And look, I hadn't done that. I've been playing cricket again all summer. So I didn't really get a chance to do that, but I went back for the first time in about 7 months, and I had close to 40 people come up to me and say, oh, you know, were you the guy that was on Triple M? And I was like, yeah, yeah. You know, we had a great chat about, what we do and a lot of sales. So it was great.
Mate, fantastic. I genuinely, mate, it gives me so much joy to hear that. I reckon that's dynamite. I love helping people out, and particularly, you know, small Aussie businesses having a crack. So, look, I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty insulting ad. And, Doug, the great news is you got $1,000. You're still in the running for $10,000 worth of advertising and a Citroen Berlingo van. And I've already selected tomorrow's person, the small business that I'll be promoting.
We'll be playing our new ad tomorrow.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Doug. Yours didn't have to go through legals. This one has had to go through legals. I've had to write the script, and it's been passed on to our legal department because there was some, and I'm doing quotations here, flags. In regards to the content I was doing. So, I mean, these people may as well book themselves a holiday to Bali because I'm about to make some ka-ching for them.
And look, Doug, mate, your thanks is thanks enough, but, you know, if Swagman's beef jerky and sauces turn up on Merrick's desk.
I've done you a massive favour, mate. If I don't see a massive box of beef jerky and some of those pork cracklings on my desk by tomorrow morning at 9 a.m, I swear to God, we're going to... No, I'm only kidding.
No, well, mate, I do actually have a little thank you on its way. It won't be there till Friday, though, but I especially put in some... That's the special
right.
M5 tunnel fire, especially for you.
Good on you, mate. You're a champion. I'll receive it gratefully. Mate, you have a great weekend as well, and best of luck at the markets, champ. Joined in the studio now by one of my favourite comedians in Australia, Becky Lucas. Good to have you back, Becky.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Sorry I sound so snotty.
I sound so bad. I'm sick.
I reckon
I'm sicker than you. It's a competition now.
What have you got? I've got a chronic head cold, but it could be full-blown AIDS. I don't know. What? I've had a few sleepless nights.
Are you trying to tell us that you've got diarrhea?
What he's demonstrating is that he's uber competitive
and
wants to win the Who's Sickest contest.
Yeah, okay.
To the point where I'll die
AIDS.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'll be at your funeral still saying I'm sicker than you. Always got to win.
I think I've just got a head cold, but as soon as you get a head cold, everyone just goes straight out and they go, man flu. They just go, oh, you've got man flu.
Yeah. I'm on the good, are you on the good cold and flu pills?
I get Sudafed.
I'm on the real stuff, if you know what I mean.
What's
the stuff
that?
You have to give your license for.
Yeah,
like, I'm on speed, basically.
Yeah, it's Ephedrine.
Yes.
I mean, we just saw that in the news. They've confiscated a ton of what was going to go in my face.
Yeah,
just to keep me
active. I'm sicker, but I'm getting a lot done. I'm sick.
Yeah.
But I'm active.
Imagine how much vacuuming I could do when I'm sick. A ton of it.
Yep.
I don't like normally vacuuming, but man, I'll vacuum if I'm on that much pseudoephedrine. So you've been cooked. Do you believe in this whole idea that blokes have got man flu? That we get man flu?
Can you give me a... I don't quite understand what man flu is.
I think it's a term given to blokes by women that when we've got a cold that we're not resilient enough and we just go...
Oh, you're sooks.
Yeah.
Right. Look, I think that's probably stupid because... I think you're like, if you're sick, you're sick. I don't know. I guess I've never heard it before, so I'm trying to grapple with the concept.
Georgie doesn't tell me if I'm sick, she just goes, because I very rarely get ill. And
yeah.
I don't take time off work. I always go to work and just infect other people in the workplace.
Cause yeah.
I don't care about Liam or Maddie or any of my team.
So they're plebs. And they deserve it.
So I come in here and affect them all because I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
But I Georgie won't give me a hard time about being sick. But everyone here has noticed today that I'm sick because I don't take days off. But I've come in and a few people have noticed. They've just gone, "Ooh, Miz."
Well, can I just say you look like a pile of dirty laundry come to life.
I have dropped my dress standards a little, haven't I?
You have. I was about to say you look. You look the way a bad taxi smells.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I'd call it...
That's poetic.
I'd call myself Glebe Heroin Dealer Chic.
Yeah.
I'd describe me.
Yeah.
I'm currently wearing a grey Adidas tracksuit top, a pair of Nike baggy tracksuit pants, and a pair of black Nike Air Max. Mm. So if I had a bum bag on right now, we could
You're
do
gonna
some
be selling
biz.
Me some knockoff earphones and just...
Be knock-off earphones. Yeah. It'd be a bag of something.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, either way. I mean, I'm good for that. I've got my cold and flu. But
sure. Sure.
No, you look all right. You look all fine.
All right, good. What's the worst thing when you see a guy like, you know, I'm also too, I'm a 43-year-old man, right? And a father. So I've stopped caring about pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Except your wife and kids.
Yeah, yeah. I care. Oh, that's what I've had to do. I've had to put all my effort into caring for them.
He really motivates you, doesn't he, Becky, with his get up and go attitude, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'll let it go. What is like the, you know, the common faux pas from a woman's standpoint, and also too from a younger woman, when you see blokes wearing something like, you know, I'm wearing tracksuit, like that's not an attractive look. I get that, whatever.
It's very
care.
Cuddly. Right. It's very like when you're in a relationship and you don't have sex anymore, you just watch movies and have passive aggressive fights about where to eat.
Oh wow!
That's the, like, if someone's wearing a tracksuit pen, I'm like, great, let's get straight into it.
You've just described Saturdays. That's Saturdays. Is there drinking in there? Because if it is, that's Saturdays.
Yeah, let's get drunk and pretend to be other people.
That's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is there any like go-tos? Because I know that like as a tracksuit, it's not a typically attractive thing. But like as when you see a guy, what's the worst thing? Because I reckon when I see, and I'm not going to do the, oh, I don't like women who, you know, wear clothes thing, right? But
yeah, because you'll get attacked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Women will attack you.
Probably not. Not women who listen to Triple.
But wait, Becky, because he is about to say something.
Yeah. He's gearing up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he
go
is.
On, go ahead.
I'm not racist, but
no, it is. It is like that. I'm not a sexist pig, but right.
Women... But show me them titties.
I was just going to say I don't like women who wear sandals.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'm the sexist pig.
But you know those sandals? You know when you see like them, like Merrill or something like that, and they've got like, you know, a reef? You know, they're like a pair of sandals, but they've got like Velcro tabs on them.
Oh, okay.
And they
yeah.
go walking with them with a pair of 3/4 shorts. I see a woman like that and just go, oh, I thought I'd given up.
I know. But that's not good for any gender though.
No, like,
it's just, no one it doesn't belong on the human race.
No, it doesn't. Becky Lucas with you this afternoon. I didn't say any of those things. Joined this afternoon by one of my favourite comedians, Becky Lucas, who is performing at the Sydney Comedy Store on Saturday night, 7 p.m. At the Entertainment Quarter. Go and see Becky, because, and particularly if you're a bloke listening and you really want to get some action from your lady, I'm just telling you, Becky's show just makes pretty much guarantees that's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I make women horny. There's no other way to say it. No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually the name of Mez's autobiography.
No, it's not. It's that one has not been written. Go and see Becky. I guarantee you'll have a good time. Go to a Sydney Comedy Store, their website. I don't know what that is. You'll be right. Google it. Now, here's an interesting story, Becky. In Newtown, we've just seen the last video store for Civic Video shutting down in Newtown.
Sad, hey?
It's hanging on there. Now, it's kind of sad because that used to be my video store. Aww. I was a member there.
Yeah.
Years ago, like, you know, when we used to watch videos.
Yeah.
You just look at me going, what is he talking about?
No, I used
about?
To watch videos. I was big into it. I loved Civic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like Netflix on a brick.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. A VCR. I had a VCR, and then I moved on to DVDs because I'm, you know, pretty down with the technology.
Uh-huh, DVD, mm-hmm. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just shut down after a long time. Apparently, they had an explosion of business in the lead up to their shutting down. People going in there and
pity.
Yeah,
it's like getting a pity like on Instagram.
Yeah,
everyone's pity renting.
Look, let's go and visit Civic again.
Yeah, it'll be cute.
Last time.
Yeah, it's a novelty.
Yeah, well, it's shut down now, and no doubt that it's in because it's in Newtown. It'll be turned into something that makes vegan, and that's the end of it. But what we thought we'd do, Liam, my producer, has got like a little quiz because, Becky, how old are you?
28. It's my birthday in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. It's a long way away to start.
I know, but girls love their birthday because it's like a mini wedding.
It is, isn't it?
But it's better because it's just you. It's so good. It's awesome. Like, girls love their birthday. I can't. If a woman's ever angry at you, all you have to do to take her from like a raging 10 to a 1 is just be like, hey, what are you doing for your birthday this year?
Really?
Yeah. She'd be like, it's going to be like all gold, like all Moroccan.
Mez is frantically writing
horses.
That down.
I am. I just basically go, ask them about themselves. Hang on a second. Are you saying that the key to getting women to like you is taking an interest in them?
Yeah. Just ask questions and act like a person that exists.
Hang on, slow up. Act like a Okay, yeah. Look, I'll get the details. You know what? We'll get a fact sheet up for it.
You're like an alien that's trying to learn how to be a man.
Oh, the elf.
Yeah.
What we've got for you, Becky, is a bit of a nostalgia quiz because Civic Video is shutting down in Newtown.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to nail this.
I'm going to hit you up with all the questions first, and if you don't get them right, Merrick gets to go at them second because he's obviously an old man and he should know all the answers. All right.
I'm 43.
Okay.
You're 27.
Yes.
So I reckon I've got to win this.
We've got to fly through because we're running out of time here.
No, we've got heaps of time.
What came first, the Sega Dreamcast or the Nintendo Game Boy?
Nintendo Game Boy.
Correct. Can you tell me the year for an extra point?
1986.
Oh, you're close. 1989. Right, one to Becky.
When were you born?
1989.
What?
Yeah.
1989?
Yeah.
I was almost sexually active then.
Okay.
So you were nine?
No, with myself.
Yeah. Okay. Before graphic calculators came out, what number could you type into your calculator to write the word boobs?
Merrick.
Okay, go for it, Merrick.
58008.
Yeah, that's correct.
Barely a question.
No. I think you'll find that's a pretty important one, actually.
According to Milli Vanilli, who should we blame it
on? The moonlight?
No. Rain. The rain. Bring it on the rain. Oh, correct. Do you remember this, guys? You are so lucky to not know who Milli Vanilli are.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right, good. I'm winning something.
All right, and this one's going to be rapid fire. You got to finish these band names for me from the 80s. God. A Flock of.
Seagulls.
Judas.
What was that?
Judas.
Oh, Priest.
REO.
Speedwagon.
Come on, Becky. The Human.
What?
Centipede.
You're going to have a crack at that one, Becky. The Human.
Was it The Human? Nah, I can't.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Jukebox?
What? It was The Human League.
I don't
know. Oh, The Human League.
Yeah.
Oh. But do you know The Human Centipede?
I do know it.
Have you seen it?
No. Like, that movie, you don't need to see it. It's clear what's going to happen.
No. Well, here's the other
thing. Would you rather be the first person, the middle, or the last?
No.
Your producer is waving his hand.
No, not because of the content, just because of the time.
No, it's because of the content. Don't lie. Let's answer this question. She's asked a very valid question there. Human Centipede. Beginning, middle, or end?
Yeah.
But you got to be...
This shows what sort of person
you are. You got to be at the beginning, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't see how the other two
but
people...
But wouldn't you feel guilt because you're only...
Not that much.
No. Okay.
No. The guilt would be overridden by the fact that I'm not number two.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing, I've never seen The Human Centipede because I believe films should only have one ending. See what I've done there?
Jeez Louise.
Go and see Becky Lewis.
Cut it out.
Becky Lucas. This Saturday night. I know. Becky Lucas this Saturday night, the Comedy Store.
I promise to not talk about The Human Centipede.
No, but you will now.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Thank you for visiting Merrickville. If you missed anything during your stay, subscribe to the Merrickville podcast on iTunes or with your favourite Android app, 104.9 Triple M.